The Lord be with you, and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. And while he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this and said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" He heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice.' I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. Boys and girls, one of the great mysteries of life is motivation. Motivation. We spend a great deal of our time, our energy, and even our money trying to motivate other people and even motivate ourselves. For instance, why do girls try to look pretty? They are trying to motivate boys to look at them and to like them and maybe even fall in love with them. Why do boys try to have big muscles and buy big trucks? They are trying to motivate girls to like and to love them. Why do we use bait, a worm, or a cricket when we go fishing? We are trying to motivate the fish to bite our hooks so that later we can bite into them on a plate. In other words, the great mystery and the real magic of life is motivation. Motivation is what makes the world go round. Now, there are basically two kinds of motivation, and they are called the carrot and the stick. Can you guess what that means? How a carrot and a stick motivate people? The carrot kind of motivation is something that is delightful and delicious. For example, we give you a free dress day if you will sell football fundraiser tickets. That's to motivate you. Or you can be principal for a day if your parents buy that particular item at the silent auction at the Trinity Gala. That's to motivate them. Or you get a big trophy if you win the final game at the championship of volleyball and football at the end of the season. When I attended a high school, the principal put our class rankings on his office door every 9 weeks. So that we could see our academic ranking compared to our classmates. Can you guess what happened? That really motivated me to study harder and to get ahead of my classmates. When I graduated, I was number 9 out of a class of 177 boys at Catholic High. In other words, all those things, free dress day, principal for a day, a trophy, class ranking, are all just carrots of motivation to get you to do something. The other basic means of motivation is called the stick, which is basically a punishment. So, for example, if you get into a fight at school, you will be suspended. That's a stick. If you use your phone when it should be in your locker, you will suffer another punishment, a stick, to motivate you. If you miss too many homework assignments, you will get a bad grade on your report card. If you drive too fast, you will get a speeding ticket. If a husband forgets his wedding anniversary, his wife will give him the silent treatment. That is a stick of motivation. You see, these are all sticks or punishments for bad behavior. But really, they are a different kind of motivation to help you change. and to be better. But there is a better motivation than a carrot and a stick, and that is love. Now, I'm not talking about the love between a man and a woman, not that kind of love. Rather, I'm talking about loving something so much you don't need a carrot or a stick to make you motivated to do it. Love does. Recently, we started a soccer program here at Trinity. And the boys who want to play ask every day, when are we going to practice? Can we practice today? Can we practice every day? In other words, they are super motivated. They don't need a carrot. They don't need a stick. All they have is the love for the game in their heart, and they are motivated to go practice and play. Love for the game motivates. When you do something out of love, you will never work a day in your life. Love is a very high kind of motivation. But boys and girls, did you know that there is even a higher and better motivation than love? And that is when you do something because God wants you to. In other words, the highest and the holiest motivation is God's will. When a young man or a young woman is thinking about being a priest or a nun, the worst question you can ask them is, do you want to be a priest? Do you want to be a nun? Why is that a bad question? Because a better question is, do you think God wants you to be a priest? Do you think God wants you to be a nun? Can you catch the difference? The difference is motivation. Am I doing this for myself, or am I doing it for God? The motivation of God's will is better than a carrot or a stick or even love, because it lasts forever. Today is the feast of St. Matthew, one of the 12 apostles and one of the four gospel writers. Listen to this line from the gospel and see if you can tell what motivated Matthew to follow Jesus. Listen now. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at his customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. Now let me ask you, did Jesus offer Matthew a delicious carrot? No. Did Jesus threaten him with the punishment of a stick? No. Did Jesus offer him love? No. Matthew loved money. Matthew heard God's voice and discovered God's will when Jesus said, "Follow me." And he felt the deepest motivation that anyone can ever feel in life. Matthew felt the magic of motivation. And that kind of motivation is what will make us really happy. Praised be Jesus Christ.